Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I have to go back to how I was ending the episode, the last episode yesterday, that I started going down this path of talking about how we have become so debased, and the word I was wanting to throw out there, but I didn't want to just throw it out there with no time left to expand upon this. We are in the throes as a society. We are in the throes of defending a person's right for self-gratification. As a society, in understanding, at least hopefully you, I, and most patriotic people and most moral people understand that a thriving society has disciplines. We have to have discipline in almost every facet of our society. When we drive down the road, we must stay between the lines. If you wander around all over the road, you put the rest of society in peril. So, in some ways, we have to have laws that keep you within those lines. We have a progressive movement that is directly challenging the lines of morality in our society to our demise. It is a perilous direction when we have people saying that you have a right for self-gratification, to make yourself feel good. And we're not just talking about making yourself feel good, the 2 + 2 = 5. We're talking about the immoral practices of whatever it is. And this is coming in the school system. They're teaching kids that self-gratification, it's your right. And that those people who want to take that away, the Christians and those with religious dogma who want to take that right away from you, are your enemies. Friends, you have to understand. And I know you get this, but I'm going to state it anyway. We have to have discipline and an enlightened society to obtain a greater level of productivity, to obtain a greater level of, I didn't even want to use the word actualization, but for us to move forward to where we can actually challenge barriers of science, to where we can actually, you know, extend life instead of spending money on, and this is what kind of drove this whole comment and why I'm having to do this now, is because our society is spending billions of dollars, your tax dollars, on paying for the elimination of the consequences of bad behavior. We shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be paying for the elimination of sexually transmitted diseases. Why? When what we should be doing is spending our money in helping people understand the merit of discipline, the merit of living a good moral, you don't have to use the word righteous, a good moral life. In doing so, we actually can focus on learning the sciences and learning those things. If a person wants to spend their own money in going down this path, that's fine. Absolutely, you have a right to do that, and let you be the one that bears the credit for solving the problem of gonorrhea, AIDS, or what have you. It's one thing to be chasing after the solutions for cancer, because cancer may be environmental and those types of things, but it's not anything that somebody, it's not a result of a direct bad behavior. And so we have to start focusing and getting the society back on a path of enlightenment to where we focus on the things that build up society, not create open doors to allow us to debase society. There, the progressives are already in a position where they say, you can live any life you want as debased, or you can live the life of debauchery. Go for it. Go ahead and destroy yourself, because we're going to be here to help you, you know, put you on a liver donor path for, you know, getting a liver replacement, because you've destroyed it with drugs, alcohol, and all sorts of other things, toxins that you've put into your body. Really, is that the direction we want society to be? Or do we want our society to be one that is in the direction of increasing the quality of life, not the quality of entertainment, not the quality of the carnal feelings and sensations? We need to put those things into check. And the framers got this, and enlightened societies got this. So the whole perspective that we as a society are spending such effort and money on things that are actually debasing us is ludicrous. We need to stop. We need to start taking that money and focusing it on the enlightenment path of getting people to understand the benefits of discipline. It's the same thing with, spend your money. That's okay. We'll put you on welfare. We'll give you money every month so you can spend it. There's a need for financial discipline for a person to become self-sufficient and wealthy, to where they're no longer beholding. It's not a good thing to be beholding to banks, government, and all the rest of these things. And so that's another way and another facet in life. The government is actually debasing us because they are not speaking about discipline, not wasting your money, not spending money on things that we shouldn't be spending our money on. It's a sad day when America spends so much money, and the whole world spends way too much money, not the poor nations, but those that are westernized, or those that are successful in, you know, raising the quality of life and income of the people, that we spend so much money on things of entertainment, vacations, and so forth. I know people that take vacations on a regular basis. And the question I ask you is, are you overdoing it? Are you sending a message to your kids that if they're not taking a vacation, they're not living? Kids need to learn the most valuable lesson of discipline. We have to bring back the concepts of discipline, of doing without. It's okay to do without. It builds character to actually not buy, you know, that extra dessert, or to not buy the booze to have for the evening, to, you know, just make the evening go by a little better. Are you kidding? There is nothing wrong with teaching your children to pick up a book for entertainment instead of being entertained, also expanding your mind, or in addition to being entertained, expanding one's mind to different thoughts and ideas. I'm telling you that the enlightened society has a different direction and a different perspective. And clearly, we are better off as a society when we are on the enlightened path than when we are on the carnal path. And so when lots of people out there, the progressives, they like to use, oh, well, you know, you have an old world way of thinking about it. And I've said this before. Actually, this is the new age. Enlightenment is the new age of society. The carnal direction is the old age. It almost takes us back to caveman, to where you just eat, sleep, you know, sex, eat, sleep, drink, and do over again. It's just like, are you kidding? And as a matter of fact, King Crimson wrote a song that was basically sex, sleep, eat, drink. And it just talks about how, you know, we are constantly pounding ourselves into this routine of carnalism. And so I want you to start challenging these paradigms. I want you to actually start looking at And if you disagree with me, let me know. But I want you to start looking at this perspective of how we have been heading down the wrong path. Our government has no business. They have no constitutional responsibility. It's not delegated to them in the Constitution to actually debase us. Their job is very specific and in scope to our security, national security. They have no business paying for and removing the consequences of bad behaviors, whether that be abortion, whether that be the health care for drug addicts and so forth. It is one thing, and that's why religion really needs to be involved, far more involved in our lives in society. We need to actually have our government wash its hands of compassionate services, and for those who are godless, let them come up with their own edifices and their own churches instead of taking from us and allowing them to debase our society, because that's what's been happening. We need to get back to community services that are, you know, free from government encumbrance and allowing people to actually and allowing organizations such as churches to actually teach us the importance of discipline in our lives. Because as we discipline our lives, we actually start performing and doing better. I haven't even had a chance to just get through the basic introductions because I wanted to see that. That's why yesterday when I was running out of time, I just kind of had to throw my hands up. I just got to finish this today. And so here we go. We will be right back with the other information after these two short promos. So please stay tuned, and we will actually have the news of the day for you. Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
All right. So, you know, it's sometimes you just start grinding an axe and it's just hard to stop. But let me give you a paradigm that actually is another indictment regarding our society. How many sports venues are getting packed every weekend? Whether that be football, baseball, what have you, going into the World Series. How many political venues are being packed with the same kind of enthusiasm? Folks, your liberty is at risk. There are politicians that are progressive politicians that are deliberately passing laws in taking away your liberty, whether that be your water rights, whether that had been your mineral rights. All of the rights of property are being challenged. Even the very thought, and unfortunately, there are conservative organizations that are actually supporting the removal or the stripping and or suggesting that your property rights be challenged. And when I say property rights, I'm putting it in the context of not just physical, tangible property, but the property of your thoughts, the property of your expressions, and what you choose to say and how you and I'll give you a good example. I use the word convention, and there are groups out there. When I say the word convention, that the states need to come together in a convention, well, what does that mean? Am I talking about a political meeting like a constitutional convention? No. When I use that word convention, it is in context to the scientific properties of a convention. In other words, a methodology, a process. That the states need to come together in a methodology and process of challenging the federal government over its asserted authorities and challenge them the veracity of how they obtained these powers if it had not been through the Article 5 process. Very clear, folks. Republic Review is a methodology and process in getting the federal government. It is a convention, a process, a methodology in getting the federal government into compliance. And as I've told you, the John Birch Society is one of those that says, we don't want you to use that word convention. Use methodology, use process. Well, you know, I don't like anybody telling anyone what words they need to use. And as a matter of fact, when an organization gets so hypersensitive over a word, this is a character flaw of mine. As soon as I know that there is a word out there that that'll spin you up, I'll be quick to use it. Because as long as I've got you spun up, then I am controlling the narrative. And this is what the progressives do, as well as any good fighter, as well as any good strategic person does. You want to keep your enemy. And yeah, it's unfortunate there are good conservative people that are in the camp that have created such a bias in their mind that they become an enemy of liberty. They become an enemy of sovereignty. No, you must think and use these words. That's very draconian and despotic. How is that supporting liberty? And so, again, I'm just here to tell you that it's an indictment of our society, getting back to this whole sporting programs and venues. Go look at how many venues in the sporting world is, you know, packed and how it's so important. I mean, people will actually buy paraphernalia, paint themselves, and do things. And if you ask me, that's scary. When, you know, I can understand somebody putting tin foil on their head because they believe they're being bombarded by radio waves, because it's true. We are being bombarded. Not that the aluminum foil, you know, has any protection for us. It may have some reflective properties, but the bottom line is that person is just fanatical as these people that are painting their faces. Right? And so let's put this in perspective. How many political venues are being packed every week, every month? And whenever your legislative sessions are going, it's a crying shame that your legislative venues, when you go to your Capitol and you see how much room is available for the people, why aren't they the size of these sports arenas? Why is it that the people are being constrained and really, there's only so much room, and the press usually gets preference. We need to change our paradigm. We need to change our way of thinking, because there's way too many people that are chasing the gratification of the moment, or the quote-unquote experience of getting out and, you know, having a vacation, getting out and enjoying the game, going and watching the support the team. We need to support the ideology, whether we like it or not. You'll have a hard time proving me wrong that almost anything and everything we do is a support of our ideology. It is entangled in everything we do. That's why I am telling you, you cannot, any dolt like Mark Cuban that says we got to get rid of the parties, what he's saying is we have to singularize our ideology. And what that means is it is a compromise, because it moves everybody away from their side of liberty and moves us towards subjugation. Do not compromise your values. Do not compromise your ideology. Because if you do so, you are in peril of being led down the, and I will say it, the wrong path. We, as a society, have been trying to marginalize and put aside the importance of the Sabbath, even. I mean, it's not just that these sports venues and these sports events are, you know, any given day of the week. In particular, they play these, especially football. Football is, you know, specifically a Sunday or a Sabbath day sport, which challenges, why can't it be Saturday? Oh, well, the college sports has Saturday. Well, as far as I'm concerned, college can move to Friday. And as far as I'm concerned, high school football can move to either Monday or Thursday or any other day of the week. I know it's convenient to have a Friday game, but I'm just telling you, we can't put football over the more important things that actually helps society. Because when we put those things that help society aside, we are actually marginalizing the importance of building society, and in essence, we are helping to tear down society. It's causal and effect, and in the most fundamental ways we can, you know, put it out there for you. So anyway, what we do want to do, and what I run out of time again, what we do want to do is we want to get into the cod fishery bounties and actually go into the details of the general welfare clause and how Madison shuts down the argument with the progressives of his time, the big government people out there that are trying to support this concept of government can start providing welfare for all these different things, and isn't this great? No. But before I do anything, before we move into the news, because I promised you we're going to talk a little bit about what the heck's going on, the impeachment and so forth, I want to tell you that this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org, and I would beg you to dial 605-562-4209 to listen to the show when you can't stream it. Please, we had two lines. We've down to one because overall, not a lot of people. And I would like this show to challenge and actually drive us back into having two lines again. So with that, I'd also ask you, if you want to support what we're doing, please consider buying your pound or bag of Red State coffee. I mean, it may be 12 ounces. I don't know what they put in coffee bags anymore, but go get you a bag of Red State coffee. Give me a call and give me your honest, unvarnished review of the coffee. Try to do it in 15 seconds or less, because that way we can actually put you into promos. And we, like I said, we did have somebody call, but their English wasn't so good, and it's not that they were using bad words. It was just hard to understand what words they were saying. So anyway, let me also do one thing. You can also get involved, and the best way to get involved is saving money for the political process. We're going to talk about that either in this episode or in the next episode. but we want to talk about the importance of getting involved at the grassroots level, as well as in a strategy for Republic Review in getting dark red states to save your blue state. You have no hope because the rhinos are working against you, the progressives, the blue states. I hate to say it, the blue states, I do not see, barring an actual miracle where people, and I don't see the Lord acting that way. I don't see him imposing himself and saving government. The Lord's business is saving souls and lives, not governments. So if we're to save this government, it's on us, plain and simple. But with that, I've got a hard break. We will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
And so one of the things I haven't probably mentioned in a while is thanking you for tuning in. I did challenge you yesterday to try to get other people to engage in listening and learning about the tangible solutions if we want to save our Constitution. Now, will you lose your football games if we don't save our Constitution? Probably not. Maybe if there was a threat of sports being taken away from you, that if you don't get involved in saving the Constitution, you will lose your ability, you'll lose your team. That might be a good motivator for way too many people in America. And it's like I said, this is an indictment. This is an indictment in how we have become so indifferent regarding our liberties. People just don't care. They think the government cannot take away their liberties when, in fact, they have already taken plenty, but they have been convinced, well, that's for the good of us, right? That we don't burn incandescent lights, that our toilet only flushes. That's for the betterment of society. No, it's not for the betterment. It's about taking control. Whether they convince you that it's for the better or not, it is unconstitutional control. If you don't have the authority and the power to do so, they're violating the Constitution. So if all of a sudden they say, we need to take your guns, we need to take away your ability to say certain things, we need to take away your ability to meet in, you know, and assemble in public, to be able to do any of these things that are considered constitutional rights and privileges, a part of your liberties, they're capable of taking that away. So what are you going to do? What is it going to take to get you involved? Well, I don't know. Maybe it takes a little marketing. And instead of really calling this the news or what have you, I like calling it marketing, because this is the way we get people. Marketing is how we get people motivated to buy into a product, to do something. And so, you know, public service announcements, those types of things. Well, this show is all about public service, right? And so if you haven't heard, and this has happened here, but environmentalism is reaching oppression in Holland, or, you know, at least I call it Holland, but some people call it the Netherlands because that's their, you know, their new spin on Holland. Anyway, putting that all aside of what we call Holland or the Dutch, there are thousands of Dutch farmers who are heading to the Netherlands capital, The Hague, to protest against environmental policies that are being inflicted upon them by the progressives or the collectivist government that is in power. Now, is that just an outlier that that's happening there? Or do oppressive environmental policies sound familiar? Now, I told you that they're trying to go down this path of taking away your water rights, taking away your ability to trap rainwater for watering. They want to control and make sure you pay for everything. If you can't afford to pay for everything, then they finally move you into enslavement, and then you become a slave to the state in government-provided housing, government-provided jobs, and everything else. Because that's the direction they're going to be going. Absolutely. Just like in any other communist state, if all of a sudden there's just not enough people doing work, then the government becomes your employer and they force you to work. Speaking of communist states, though, the open communist campaign of Bernie Sanders just recently, this is big, folks, because I want to put this in perspective, because I've been telling you it takes political capital, money, to actually win races. And Bernie Sanders, the communist, the open communist, they call him a socialist, but when you hear him talk about taking and taking, sure sounds like a communist to me, especially the rancor and the disdain he has for liberties and people being able to make their own choices. Heck no. You're not going to be able to do those things. They want to force you. So that in itself means it's a heavy-handed, draconian type of government, in other words, communism. And they picked up $25.3 million. Okay, well, that's a lot of money, but where did they get that from? They got that from 360,000 different donors, which averages, if they all contributed the equal amount, that would have only been $70.28. You do the math. You do the math on 360,000, how many dollars would it take for people to donate? If it was 360,000 people, how many dollars would it take to add up to 25 million? It's not that much, folks. And that's what I've been saying. When every day this show, we're in the tens of thousands of listeners. And so every day that this show broadcasts, and I tell you to save, put money aside. We need you to put money aside. And I tell you, over the past year, to at least put 1 gallon of gas a week aside. That's what, $3 to $5. $3 to $5, depending on where you live. Californians, yeah, you have to put away more because your government has made it possible for them to transfer wealth from you to those who have none. And so, if you want to change those types of things, if you want to make it so that you're no longer living in a socialistic state, you have to put your money in getting the dark red states to stand up and force the federal government back into compliance. what this will do is this will end the federal government's controls on the states, and your states will have to face the reality. So people in California are already feeling the pinch. And what do I mean by that? Because Trump took away the subsidies for the taxes. And what I mean by that is when they changed the tax laws, people in states that used to let you write off your federal taxes to reduce your tax liability to the state, well, they've taken that off. Or actually, not your state. I've got that reversed. The federal government would allow you to deduct the amount of money you're paying in government so that your federal taxes are lower. In other words, the federal government has been subsidizing socialism in the states, just like they've been subsidizing socialism in China and everywhere else. So what Trump has done is he's forced the states to feel the full brunt of the taxes because they're no longer allowing you in these highly taxed states to be able to write those things off so that those of us in states that have low taxes, you know, are not being affected. So you're actually finally feeling the heavy hand of government because now you have to pay your full share of taxes and there's no more federal subsidies. So if you want to change that, if the blue states want to change those types of things, because as I understand it, it's the blue states, the people in the blue states that are clamoring the most. And yeah, they are the more populated states. So more people are a little upset with this. But that is because it's not put into context that, oh, the federal government has been subsidizing the socialism in your state. And now you're really paying a lot more in taxes. Well, good. That's good because if you want socialism, you should be paying more in taxes. And our federal government has no business in subsidizing socialism and the experiments of socialism in your state or any state, period. Show me in the Constitution where they have that power to do that. They don't. As a matter of fact, it violates the Uniform Clause. The taxes and the burden should be done uniformly across all the states. And when they subsidize certain states for their socialism, how is that fair to those states that aren't getting those same kind of subsidies? Bottom line, they don't have the right or the power to subsidize anything anyway. They're supposed to state, this is what we need. And so instead of actually getting what they need for government, they have to go to the well and make deficit spending because, again, they are subsidizing socialism. So let's keep this all in perspective. Now, one of the things that is huge on the impeachment process is this fact that there's this informant. Now, if you understand one's constitutional rights, you have to understand that in our criminal prosecutions, the Sixth Amendment protects this. In criminal prosecutions, even in impeachments, a person has to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, and they have the right to be confronted with the witnesses against them. In other words, you have a right. If some whistleblower comes forward, the Constitution is very clear. You have a right to actually face those who are accusing you. You have a right to face your accuser. And so how is it that we've created a law that absolutely violates the Constitution in protecting witnesses to say, we are going to protect you from your constitutional, from the defendant's constitutional right to be able to face you? We're going to shelter you so that you don't have to. And to me, that's ludicrous. Trump has a right to face his accusers and to know who they are and actually have access to their charges and, again, to be able to face them. I will just say that when we come back, because we're heading straight into a break, Mark Zuckerberg has he is a Zuckerberger because he's just bloated with fat and all sort, and he's probably that Wonder Burger. no real protein. Anyway, we're going to be talking about the paradox that he and Facebook are confronting right now because of their choices of politics. The rooster has come home to roost, and so we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so what is this paradox that Mark Zuckerberg, or Booger, yeah, that's probably, you know how Trump likes to go down and make fun of people's names, and I know that's really puerile or juvenile, and, you know, it's grade school type of thing, right? And typically those types of names kind of stick. And you know what? I'll bet you when Mark Zuckerberg went into school, I'm sure that he was called Mark or Zucker Booger, you know, like a booger anyway. Because kids are really cruel that way. And they, you know, once a name like that sticks, it's just hard to shake. So maybe Trump ought to be, you know, calling some of these enemies of his out, because Zuckerberg is one of those guys that wants to be the elitist and wants to actually, he wants to have his cake and he wants to eat it too, because he's been working very hard in trying to undermine conservatives and constitutionalists and silencing their speech. He wants to violate the constitutional rights of individuals of expression and so forth. And he feels that as a private entity, he has that private right of being able to do that, that he can censor, because restrictions are the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment only applies restrictions to the states and to government, not to private companies and entities. Private companies can be as draconian as they want to be. So here's the thing. He's created a real paradox, because he's been anti-constitution this entire time, and he's been supporting socialism and communism. Well, guess what? A front runner in the Democratic circus, the Circus Maximus, that is coming forward and actually gaining steam, wants to break up Facebook. They want to actually use the antitrust and those types of unconstitutional laws. And oh, by the way, if Mark Zuckerberg listened to this show, he would understand he has actual constitutional protections. Not that I would want to work with him, but they have a right. They have a constitutional right to do what they want to do. And there is also some problems that go hand in hand with this, but I have to get into that in just a minute. But let me focus on this one paradox. Here he is supporting and doing everything he can, and now the hand he's been feeding wants to bite him. And so he's been sending out emails, and it's been leaked that he is coming out and telling everybody, if a Democrat that wants to, you know, win, if wins the election and wants to break them up, they need to fight as vigorously as they possibly can in stopping the government from, you know, using this unconstitutional authority. Interesting, isn't that? Isn't that just interesting? Anyway, long story short, this is what happens when all of a sudden, you know, politics makes very interesting bedfellows, doesn't it? Well, let me just kind of leap forward here a little bit. And so there's a bipartisan group of 50 states and territory attorney generals, which is led by Ken Paxton, who's initiated a sweeping antitrust investigation against Google, the parent Alphabet Inc., which is their parent company, Alphabet Inc., that theoretically could break up the tech giant. And Facebook is facing this exact same thing now because Warren is putting this in her scope. Now, how many times do we hear progressives use demagoguery to say they're going to do something, you know, because, it, you know, just like immigration, Obama, a lot of these Democrats, oh, we got to stop illegal immigration. We're being invaded. And then as soon as they get in the office, they do nothing and actually they enable it to get worse. Anyway, the investigation will focus on Google's influence in searches and in the digital advertising market and see if Silicon Valley giant is stifling startups and also delivering inferior service and improperly using consumer data. So just a few things to add to this, because and this is really focused on Google. You know, why is it these lawyers are not going after the states that are, one, bypassing the Electoral College, because that is a far greater threat than what Google is doing, because that is a direct violation of the Constitution. Google, like Facebook, by the way, and this is where they really need to focus, Google and Facebook and other social media outlets and other tech companies are doing all sorts of advertising that is getting, and it's one thing to have web-based advertising. It's one thing to have a website and be sponsored by blah, but it's another thing to actually be like Google, Facebook, because they offer targeted advertising in states. In other words, if I buy Facebook advertising, I can actually have those ads showing on everybody using Facebook within a state. Well, guess what? I have now made Facebook liable for having to pay that state, because that is revenues that they've received for doing very specific work in that state. They should be paying, and I'm challenging the state legislators to go, you guys need to get to this well and start drinking the money that is coming into Facebook as well as Google and other tech companies that are doing deliberate targeting of advertising. They're getting paid to do this. It's not like they're just doing this for free for everybody. Because I know candidates that have actually gone down this path of paying for Facebook ads. But how many dollars did the state receive out of the money that Facebook and Google and the rest of these companies, these tech companies, in running these advertisements, these targeted advertisements, how many dollars in state taxes did they pay? Zero. And that's happening in every state. Every state needs to be, and as a matter of fact, you know, they're in South Dakota, North Dakota, it may not be that much in taxes, but I'm telling you, places like California, places like, you know, more populated states where there's far more vigorous advertising and for campaigns and so forth. Fact of the matter is, my friends, that this will add up to a lot of money if the states actually go after the revenues that these companies receive, and they may be getting out of the business of doing political advertising altogether. Even the Trump campaign, who spent millions of dollars, as well as the Obama and other campaigns, millions of dollars going into these targeted campaigns. They never paid anything. So here's my two cents, that these attorney generals need to go and they need to kick it up a notch, and they need to go after these tech companies in just paying basic taxes. It's unfair that, you know, your local newspapers have to pay full taxes on revenue when their challengers and their oppositions are going down this path of having to not pay because they're all on the internet. And how do you enforce that? Anyway, like I said, these lawyers need to be going after these, especially these red state lawyers, need to go after those who are bypassing the Electoral College as well. And these lawyers also need to go after sanctuary states as well as other polities, whether it be Chicago or whether it be San Francisco, for encouraging people to violate our immigration laws and enforcement. They're violating the Constitution, and these red state attorney generals need to start suing these other states. They need to start leading on the Constitution. It's time we start using the Constitution as our weapon instead of letting them use the perverted Constitution against us. Now, going back to Google, because Google happens to be a big contributor to artificial intelligence and so forth. And there was a gal, this is from Need to Know News. So G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News is a great resource if you want to get into the things that you're not hearing, because the mainstream media wants to protect these progressive companies that are helping propagate the propaganda. So Laura Nolan resigned from Google last year in protest because she was working on a project to enhance U.S. military drone technology. And she is calling for a ban on all artificial intelligence being applied and or used in operating killing machines, whether that be drones or whether that be any other thing, because they have the potential to do, quote, calamitous things that they were not originally programmed for. Because if you understand artificial intelligence does not have a human being to have the controls over the weaponry. These weapons actually start learning, and they actually have the ability to start, you know, making its own decisions and doing things without human intervention. She said that anything from a change in the weather to a lack of understanding complex human behavior could throw these robots, these artificial killing machines, off course, that they always should be controlled by human beings. And I absolutely support her, absolutely support this concept. Here's the thing. If you understand what the heck's going on, and now's the time to probably just start railing on this, but it looks like I'm going to be running out of time. So I'm going to pick this up in my next segment. I promise I want to start off with this whole concept of our trade with China and our trade deficit and why we are not poking China in the eye over its inhumane practices and all of its other draconian human rights violations and so forth. With that, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we'll have more marketing for you tomorrow, and we need your help. God bless. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.